listener production.
Hey there, it's Lizzie Weiger with you. The lawyer representing the man accused of murdering Toy Accordingly has been referred to the Queensland Legal Services Commission for investigation. It comes after yesterday's pre-trial found that lawyer Derek Perkins failed to cross-examine witnesses when presented with a brief of evidence, forcing the case into a higher court. Rajwinder Singh is due to stand trial in July for the murder of Toy Accordingly, who was found deceased on Wangetti Beach in October 2018. The state government has announced a 20% boost in funding for the domestic, family and sexual violence sector for the next year. Premier Stephen Miles says he isn't content with the extra $36 million from his government, though, and he's heading to National Cabinet this week to ask for it to be matched by the federal government.
We've made a contribution here. It's an increased contribution on top of what we regularly contribute. And there's an opportunity, I think, for the Australian government to also increase their funding commitment.
40% of structure fires in Queensland last year started in the kitchen. Ahead of the Weather Bureau's predicted warmest winter on record, firefighters are reminding us to keep an eye on our cooking. Acting Chief Superintendent Wayne Helverson says quite often it's people popping something on the stove and then getting distracted that causes dramas.
Having appliances turned up and not supervised or forgotten about is a common way that fires do start. So what we'd like to do is recommend people to think about it and try to minimise the risk of both human error and also electrical error.
Of the just over 1,600 structure fires in Queensland, 90 were in far north Queensland. And the Royal Flying Doctor Service has announced its local heroes, and Jodie Hamilton has received an accolade. Ms. Hamilton is a local healthcare advocate pushing for a palliative care facility to allow people to pass away with dignity.